بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate.
والنجم إذا هوى.
By the star when it sets. By the star when it sets.
That is when the bright aurora of the moon appears after the setting of the last star.
ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى.
Your companion has neither strayed nor is he deluded.
Your companion has neither strayed nor is he deluded. Your companion here refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was so called because he was no stranger to the unbelievers of Mecca. He was born among them, spent his childhood and youth in their midst, and attained maturity before their very eyes. The upshot of the verse is that the Meccans knew him in and out. Hence, it should be as clear as a resplendent morn that he had neither strayed nor was he deluded.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Nor does he speak out of his desire.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
This is nothing but a revelation that is conveyed to him.
عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى.
Something that a very powerful one has imparted to him.
ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى.
One endowed with immense wisdom, he came forth and stood poised.
One endowed with immense wisdom. Here the words "one endowed with immense wisdom" are said with regard to Gabriel rather than God. This is quite evident from what follows.
وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى.
Being on the higher horizon. Being on the higher horizon.
The word horizon means the eastern edge of the sky wherefrom the sun rises and the day dawns. This means that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, spotted Gabriel for the first time, it was on the eastern edge of the sky.
ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى.
Then he drew near and hung above suspended.
فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى.
Until he was two bows length away or nearer.
Until he was two bows length away or nearer. This means that after appearing on the uppermost eastern edge of the sky, Gabriel kept advancing towards the Prophet, peace be upon him, until he stood suspended in midair above him. Then he leaned towards the Prophet, peace be upon him, and reached a point quite close to him, at just two bows length or even less. Since all bows are not of equal length, the approximate distance is expressed. He was two bow lengths away or nearer.
فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى.
Then he revealed to Allah's servant whatever he had to reveal.
ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى.
His heart added no untruth to what he saw.
His heart added no untruth to what he saw. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had observed all this in broad daylight when he was fully awake and his eyes were wide open. It did not occur to him that his observation was a mere illusion, nor did he think that the figure he was observing was a jinn or Satan, nor did he think for a moment that his observation was a hallucination. Far from all this, for his heart fully believed that his observation was true, he did not entertain any doubt, not even for a moment, regarding the fact that he had seen Gabriel, nor did he have the least doubt that the message which he had delivered was any other than what God had revealed to him.
أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَىٰ مَا يَرَىٰ.
Are you then going to contend with him regarding what he sees with his eyes?
وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَىٰ.
Indeed, he saw him a second time.
عِندَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ.
By the lote tree at the farthest boundary.
By the lote tree at the farthest boundary.
Literally,
Sidratul Muntaha means the lote tree at the farthest boundary. It is difficult for us to appreciate what kind of lote tree is found at the farthest boundary of this physical world, as also what the true nature or state of that lote tree is. All these are hidden secrets of the universe which are beyond our comprehension. What we can feel sure about is that the word lote tree represents God's own description of that object in the human lexicon.
Near which is the garden of abode.
إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى.
This was when the low tree was covered with that which covered it. His eye did not waver, nor did it stray. And he certainly saw some of the greatest signs of his Lord.
This verse confirms in categorical terms that the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw God's great signs rather than God himself. This is also evident from the context. From the one whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, met on this occasion was the same he had met earlier. Thus, there is no escaping the conclusion that neither he whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw on the highest horizon, nor he whom he saw by the low tree at the farthest boundary, was God. Had the Prophet, peace be upon him, seen God himself on any of the two occasions, the incident would be far too important not to be categorically mentioned here.
أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى
Have you ever thought about Al-Lat and Al-Uzza?
وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى
And about the third deity, Al-Manat.
The unbelievers were wont to denounce the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as false and erroneous. This despite the fact that he had been vouchsafed these teachings by God, who had enabled him to observe at first hand the truths to which he testified. Now, it was for them to consider the utter unreasonableness of the beliefs to which they clung with such adamance. It was also for them to think whether they were not hurting their own selves by opposing the person who was directing them to the right way.
Shall you have the male issues and he the female issues?
The unbelievers claim that their goddesses were God's daughters. While inventing this vile untruth, they even ignored the fact that they themselves considered the birth of a daughter a matter of disgrace, and that they desired instead only male issue. Was it not odd, then, that such people should assign daughters to God?
تِلْكَ إِذًا قِسْمَةٌ ضِيزَى
That is indeed an unfair division.
إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءٌ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسُ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى
These are nothing but names that you and your forefathers have invented, for which Allah has sent down no authority. They are merely following their conjectures and their carnal desires, although guidance has come to them from their Lord.
أَمْ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّى
Does man imagine that whatever he wishes for is right for him?
It is possible that this verse contains some other meanings as well. For example, does man have the right to take whomsoever he wishes as his deity? Or can man's desire to have his wishes fulfilled by these deities ever come true?
فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى
To Allah belong both the next world and the present.